This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in, an IDF soldier died in a drone attack in South Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah are exchanging blame. 6 Israeli troops were wounded. Also, Walla reports that President Trump told Iran negotiations will be by phone. He will not allow nuclear weapons. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, Trump warned the Iranian stockpile could explode in about 3 days. The American blockade is pressuring Tehran. Separately, JNS reports that the IAF eliminated a Hamas cell in central Gaza. Among those killed was Hazem Rami Ali Aidi, known for infiltrating Israel on October 7, 2023. And finally, Axios reveals that Israel deployed the Iron Dome and troops to the UAE during the Iran conflict. This deployment was not previously disclosed. Here's what people are saying online. Times of Israel reported minutes ago about the IDF soldier killed in the Lebanon drone attack. Eli Afriat, a local journalist, posted a tribute to Sergeant Idan Fuchs, who died in the attack. He highlighted that 6 others were injured, with 4 in serious condition. Amichai Stein, a journalist, shared a report from Al Jazeera. Iran reportedly told the U.S. they must end the war first, before discussing nuclear issues. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the drone attack in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports this incident as tensions rise between Israel and Hezbollah. Prime Minister Netanyahu accused Hezbollah of dismantling the ceasefire. The strike raises fears of further conflict in the region, with potential for escalation. Turning to the U.S.-Iran negotiations. Walla details President Trump's insistence on phone talks, canceling a face-to-face meeting. This approach underscores the ongoing tension over Iran's nuclear ambitions. The situation remains tense as global powers watch closely. Meanwhile, Trump's warning about Iran's stockpile was reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. The president stressed the urgency of the situation. He emphasized the irreversible nature of a potential explosion. The international community is increasingly concerned about stability in the Middle East. In Gaza, the IAF's recent operation targeted a Hamas cell. JNS noted that key members, including Hazem Rami Ali Aidi, were killed. This comes as Israel continues to focus on security following recent infiltrations. The operation aims to prevent further attacks on Israeli soil. Finally, Axios disclosed Israel's strategic deployment to the UAE during the Iran war. The Iron Dome system's presence highlights Israel's commitment to regional allies. This move signals a shift in defense strategies in response to evolving threats. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports the EU regulator extended its advisory against flights to Israel. This decision delays European airlines' return to normal operations in the region. Separately, CTEC covers Wizz's strategy in building global companies. CyberStart's founder, Gili Ranan, discussed achieving independence and market influence. And finally, Ynet Business Notes ServiceNow completed its $7.7 billion acquisition of Israel's armies. This expands the AI-driven security platform, enhancing ServiceNow's market position. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.